"How come you never wrote back to me?" said Hagrid as Harry jogged alongside him. He had to take 3 steps to every stride of Hagrid's enormous boots. Harry explained all about Dobby and the Dursleys.
"Lousy muggles," growled Hagrid. "If I'd have known..."
"Harry! Harry, over here!"
Harry looked up and saw Hermione Granger standing at the top of the white flight of steps to Gringotts. She ran down to meet them, her bushy brown hair flying behind her.
"What happened to your glasses? Hello, Hagrid. Ooh, it's wonderful to see you two again. Are you coming into Gringotts, Harry?"
"As soon as I've found the Weasleys," said Harry.
"You won't have long to wait,"
Hagrid said with a grin. Harry and Hermione looked around. Sprinting up the crowded street were Ron, Fred, George, Percy, and Mr. Weasley.
"Harry," Mr. Weasley panted, "we hoped you'd only gone one great too far."
He mopped his glistening bald patch.
"Molly's frantic. She's coming now."
"Where did you come out?" Ron asked.
"Nocturne Alley," said Hagrid grimly.
"Excellent," said Fred and George together.
"We've never been allowed in," said Ron enviously.
"I should very well think not," growled Hagrid.
Mrs. Weasley now came galloping into view, her handbag swinging wildly in one hand, Ginny just clinging onto the other.
"Oh, Harry, oh, my dear, you could have been anywhere."
Gasping for breath, she pulled a large clothes brush out of her bag and began sweeping off the soot Hagrid hadn't managed to beat away. Mr. Weasley took Harry's glasses, gave them a tap of his wand, and returned them good as new.
"Well, gotta be off,"
said Hagrid, who was having his hand wrung by Mrs. Weasley.
"Nocturne Alley, if you hadn't found him, Hagrid.
See you at Hogwarts."
And he strode away, head and shoulders taller than anyone else in the packed street.
"Guess who I saw in Borgin and Burke's?" Harry asked Ron and Hermione as they climbed the Gringotts steps.
"Malfoy and his father."
"Did Lucius Malfoy buy anything?"
said Mr. Weasley sharply behind them.
"No, he was selling."
"So he's worried," said Mr. Weasley with grim satisfaction. "Oh, I'd love to get Lucius Malfoy for something."
"You be careful, Arthur,"
said Mrs. Weasley sharply as they were bowed into the bank by a goblin at the door.
"That family's trouble. Don't go biting off more than you can chew."
"So you don't think I'm a match for Lucius Malfoy?"
said Mr. Weasley indignantly. But he was distracted almost at once by the sight of Hermione's parents, who were standing nervously at the counter that ran all along the great marble hall, waiting for Hermione to introduce them.
"But you're muggles," said Mr. Weasley delightedly. "We must have a drink. What's that you've got there? Oh, you're changing muggle money. Molly, look."
He pointed excitedly at the 10-pound notes in Mr. Granger's hand.
"Meet you back here,"
Ron said to Hermione, as the Weasleys and Harry were led off to their underground vaults by another Gringotts goblin. The vaults were reached by means of small, goblin-driven carts that sped along miniature train tracks through the bank's underground tunnels. Harry enjoyed the breakneck journey down to the Weasleys' vault, but felt dreadful, far worse than he had in Nocturne Alley when it was opened. There was a very small pile of silver sickles inside, and just one gold galleon. Mrs. Weasley felt right into the corners before sweeping the whole lot into her bag. Harry felt even worse when they reached his vault. He tried to block the contents from view as he hastily shoved handfuls of coins into a leather bag.